Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Your home for industrial of all kinds and industrial adjacent stuff too. As that song maybe. Well, any. Okay. What really is industrial? No one knows. So whatever I say goes. If you have a problem with that, or if you have any song requests or anything of the like, you're always welcome to email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com. That's my email, or message me on my Instagram, wireandnerveradio. I love hearing from anybody and everybody. So if you're enjoying the show, or if you're not enjoying the show and you want to improve it, let me know. I will talk respectfully unless you insult me for being myself. Happy Pride Month, by the way. I just remembered. It's June 1st, which means that Pride Month is on. I'm having a great time so far. I'm being very gay. As per usual, but I mean, whatever, you know. Shout out gay people. Shout out trans people. Shout out non-binary people. Shout out every one of them. Hold on, can I do the whole, what was the one that the one lady used on that? It was like LGBT2S LGBTQIAA. There were a couple more. It was like she had it down though. It was in like a conference or something, or like a, I don't know, this government official lady. I aspire to be like her one day. Shout out to everybody, at the very least. That's what I'm trying to get at. Email me. You know, if you hate gay people, you can also email me, wireandnerve@hotmail.com, and say that, and I'll have a respectful conversation with you, honestly. I don't care. I'm bored. I'm on summer, and I don't have a job yet. So, yeah, I'm down for whatever. Did I talk about the music I played? That was Doubting Thomas with The Mood Swing. Doubting Thomas being a side project of Skinny Puppy, including Kevin Key and Dwayne Godel. So it's like Two Dark Park and, oh my God, there are construction workers. I'm sure you can hear them on my microphone. There's construction workers next to our house and they are so loud. Construction workers, if you are hearing this, keep it down. Like, for Christ's sake, it's so... Ah, I'm tired of them. Anyways, Doubting Thomas, it's like Two Dark Park era, Skinny Puppy, but without Ogre. Before that, we had Dead Man by the Clay People. Clay People, just some classic industrial metal. Coming up next, we have Curve. Oh, yeah, we have Curve with Missing Link. This is some cool stuff. It's like, I don't remember what it's like. I'm sorry. Allergies. Check it out, though. Boom.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. There's nothing funny about the climate pollution caused by laughing gas, the anesthetic technically known as nitrous oxide.
Nitrous oxide is a very strong greenhouse gas.
Leonard Golden is chair of anesthesiology at Jacoby Medical Center and North Central Hospital in the Bronx. He says nitrous oxide has been used in hospitals for more than a century. It's often piped from central tanks into operating rooms, but a lot seeps out along the way.
A large amount, or even the majority of the gas, actually leaks out before it even gets to the patient through the pipelines.
So his hospitals and two others within the same health network have eliminated centrally piped nitrous oxide. Sudhir Jain, chief of anesthesiology at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan, says doctors have access to portable tanks of it if needed. But
with the advances in pharmacology and the availability of other medications, it seemed to make sense that, hey, maybe we don't need to use this particular gas as much as we used to.
The doctors say the change is helping reduce climate pollution without compromising patient care.
You know, hopefully our example shows other people that this is possible.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. Thank you.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. A lot of F's, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know where to go with that. Listen, you were just listening to Ingest by Contagion off their album Contaminant PCB. Before that, we had Curve, Missing Link off the album Cuckoo. It's like the bird. I don't know how you say it. We got time for a couple more songs, I hope, but I'm going to have to be quick with them. Coming up next, we have Ramrod by Fetus off the album Sync, which is a collection of like rarities and like unreleased stuff. Check it out.
Say what you mean and say it mean.
Had to snub that one a little, sorry. It's muted. I was trying to play a PSA. Let's do this right. Christ.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
No time for clean transitions.
Camouflage of chaos. through a smoke screen built to last.
Wire and Nerve, it cut it off. It's like the 1% and the 0% are like several bits apart. Anyways, Pig, Sex and Suicide off his new album, Hurt People Hurt, continues to put out really good music. It's kind of incredible. Before that, we had Fetus, Sync. It's time for me to go. We're getting into Metal Meltdown, hosted by Dr. Mysterio, 2 straight hours of pure metal fury. It's going to be lit. You should stick around for it. Thank you all for listening. I had a good time here today, even though it's still day or night. You tell me. Email me, wireandnerve@hotmail.com. I will catch you guys next week, hopefully with some cool stuff. See ya.